consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today's program is part two of the series we started last week about anticipating Christmas. Again, we're going to begin in Isaiah chapter 40. So if you can get your hands on a Bible, I'd invite you to join us as we look at several passages of Scripture today. We're going to begin in Isaiah 40. Are you anticipating Christmas? Are you ready? Have you been to the stores and the shopping is done? I grew up in the Midwest, and oh, how I remember those cold, cold days when we would run from one store to another. We didn't have malls back then. We had shopping centers, and we had some of the big box stores, and oh, it would be so cold, and we'd just run from one store to the other with our gloves on and our scarves on, and those are the things I remember of getting ready for Christmas in those days. And oh, how we loved the Christmas lights and being able to see the decorations around town. I used to love, and I still love, Christmas decorations and seeing them begin to go up. When I was in Bible college, I would drive across the Midwest for about 4 or 5 hours, and I would always plan my trip at night so that I could drive through all of these small towns and see how they had gone to great lengths to decorate their towns for the Christmas season. And what a blessing that was and a joy that was to me. And as we begin to see the decorations go up and Christmas programs going on in some of the schools and in the churches, I hope you enjoy the anticipation of Christmas. Oh, I remember counting down the days. Just could not wait until Christmas came. And now we anticipate that Christmas for our children, and to see the joy on their faces as we celebrate the birth of Christ on Christmas Day. But now in these days, as we're working up to that day, we're anticipating when Christ was born and Christmas Day. It was the same way in the Scripture. They anticipated when Christ would come. They anticipated when He would be born. They knew that Jesus was coming, that God was sending His Son, the Messiah, the Christ, to redeem people from their sin, to save them from their sin. And so they watched for Him, and they waited for Him. And last week we studied in Isaiah 40 and other scriptures in the Old Testament, how the Old Testament prophets anticipated when Christ would come. They knew it would be soon. And so they anticipated. Even Daniel gave them the days, time in Daniel 9 when he was praying. And the angel Gabriel came and told him about the coming of the Messiah. And he gave him the days. And so the people of that time knew Jesus would be coming soon. I've been told that many mothers would name their children Jesus in the hopes that maybe their child would be the one. And the time was right. God had put everything together and arranged the right political climate and the right timing. God had it all put together. And the prophets knew all of this. They even knew what city He would be born in. And so they watched and they waited. And Jesus was not only anticipated by the prophets, but we're going to see today that He was also anticipated by a priest and by the people of that time. Let's begin in Isaiah 40 in verse 1. Isaiah said, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. the voice of him crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And from the time of the Old Testament prophets, from every period of history, from the time of Adam, all the way through the patriarchs, through the kings, through the captivity, the Babylonian captivity, through the rebuilding of the temple, all the way to the last book of the Bible, there was a place mentioned that Christ would be coming, that he would be born. And just prior to his birth, there was a priest. We're going to now go over to Luke chapter 1. So go ahead and turn over there if you can to Luke chapter 1. There was a priest, the Bible tells us, that was serving in the temple. Each priest would serve about 30 days in the temple and do their part of offering the sacrifices and the offerings. And there was a priest there in the temple. His name was Zechariah. Perhaps you've heard of him. And he was doing his service in the temple. Now, he was praying as well because, you see, he and his wife could not have a child and had not had a child. And they were praying about having a child. And they were now praying even more fervently as they grew up in years, because now they were getting up in years. And as Zechariah was in the temple and serving the Lord there, an angel came to him and told him that he would have a son. You can read about it here in Luke 1, verse 13. It says, the angel said to him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And certainly we have here the introduction of John the Baptist and how he would be born. And I don't want to spend so much time on Zechariah and what happened to him. Certainly that was a miracle. Zechariah could not talk for a while till he was born. And when they asked him his name, he finally was able to speak. And he said his name will be John. And this would be John the Baptist. But you see, the angel not only told him about his son, John, but the angel also told him about why John would be necessary and what he would do. I want you to look at it in verses, starting in verse 16. The Bible says, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. To make ready a people. Now, let's drop down to verse 19. He says, then the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. He knew that John would lead the way in the spirit of Elijah. Like we read in Isaiah, he would make the crooked places straight. And the valleys would be raised up and the hills would be brought low, all in preparation for when God would send his son, when Jesus would be born. He said he came to make ready a people for the Lord. And I love that scene that's described in the Bible when John is baptizing there in the Jordan River and Jesus come walking and John looks at him. And I believe in my mind, I see him pointing his finger at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he did his job. And so now this priest not only anticipated his own son, but I believe he also anticipated the coming of the Messiah. Did you catch that at the end of verse 19 where he said this would be glad tidings? Where did we hear that before? It's not only anticipated by the prophets, like we studied last week, and anticipated by a priest, but he was anticipated by the people of that time. Many were watching for Messiah to come. They were watching for the Christ to come. And they knew the time was right. Those that knew the Old Testament knew that the time was right. In fact, once when Jesus was speaking, The Pharisees sent some guys out to him and said, go find out if this is the one that is supposed to come, or if we should look for another. And when the men went and heard Jesus, they came back and they told those leaders, they said, never a man spoke like this man. So even they were looking for the Messiah. They knew that God had spoken about it, that God had predicted and laid for them in the scripture when Jesus would come. The two are mentioned particularly in the end of Luke chapter 2. Now, in Luke chapter 2 is the story of the birth of Christ, and we'll be reading that next week. And Luke 2 mentions when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple. When he was 8 days old, they brought him to the temple there to bring their offering for a son. He would be circumcised that day. He would be given his name that day. And at the temple, there were two that the Bible speaks of here at the end of chapter 2. Now, we don't have time to read all of it, but go take a look at it. There was one named Simeon who was anticipating his coming, and he was waiting in the temple for him. There was another lady by the name of Anna, and she also was waiting to see when the Christ would come. They were waiting at the temple for him. And the birth of Christ was anticipated. It was expected. Do you know it's expected by many also today? Are you excited about Christmas? Are you anticipating his coming? You know, I used to anticipate and be excited about what I would get for Christmas. And now I get excited about what I can give for Christmas. And it's not just about the things. But I love how God opens doors and gives us opportunity to tell about how God sent his son to the world and how you can be saved, and God gives us an opportunity. Use those opportunities to speak about the Christ, to tell that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you anticipating Christmas? I hope you are. I hope you're looking forward to that day. Our time is gone. Appreciate you listening today. Join us again next week when we talk about Christmas as we consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.